In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Poor, and this is the 9th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. If you're not interested in the audio and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with audio, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLapore and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLapore.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get the show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing.
Let's do this.
So, happy 4th of July! Woo! It's not 4th of July right now, but it will be when this comes out. So happy 4th of July, guys. We'll be heading over to Richmond City. I'm going to see the fireworks there, which is a lot of fun. They have a nice area, and they have bands playing and stuff like that, which is awesome. So it's going to be a lot of fun, so I have to do this early, and I can't wait. It's 4th of July, lots of food, lots of fun activities, fireworks, that's the main thing, just big freaking fireworks. So happy 4th of July, celebrate the 4th of July. Was it 1970, what is it, I have the coin over here, 1776, July 4th, 1776, when we got our independence. Yeah, America. I'm excited, you're excited, let's get this thing started. So I just want to really just dive into this game and just talk with you about it, because this is a game I'm super excited about. I said I was going to do it last week, so I'm doing it this week. Enjoy. Ether 1 is a first-person adventure game developed by British independent company White Papers Games. It was the studio's debut game and was originally released for Microsoft Windows on March 25th, 2014. A PlayStation 4 edition was released on May 5th, 2015. In Ether 1, the player assumes the role of a restorer, whose job is to investigate the thoughts of Jean Thompson, a 69-year-old woman disguised with dementia. The player must reconstruct Thompson's memories using three-dimensional simulations of the details she can remember in the town of Pinwell, solving puzzles that become more obtuse throughout the gameplay as the patient's thoughts continue to grow more unstable. Ether 1 took around 3 years to complete and was released to positive critical reception, particularly for its atmosphere and immersive themes. While its narrative divided critics, the game's portrayal of dementia in the Jean Thompson character was also praised by numerous critics, such as The New Yorker and Kotaku. Now, this game is freaking awesome game. The beginning of it, you're in this area and you're just like exploring and you're just like, what's going on here? And then you are a restorer, and you got to restore memories and put things in the right place and solve puzzles and get things activated and stuff like that. And it's super cool, super immersive. The world is beautiful. I love the commentary of the character that you're with. I think your character is silent. I haven't played the game in a little while. But I believe your character is silent, and you have this voice in your head. Voice that the person is talking to you, walking you through basically the tutorial and then giving you story and stuff like that. And she is awesome. It's awesome to talk to. She's talked to, you're not really talking to her. But it's awesome. The story is just amazing. How it brings just funny moments and serious moments, and just it goes up and down, and it's super crazy. And it's the reason I compared it to Firewatch is that lots of people say walking simulator. This is definitely a slower paced game, but it's cool environments, it's cool themes, and it's interesting puzzle solving. I'm just like, how? I have to admit that I had to look up maybe like two or three parts of a puzzle to solve it, because I was like, where do you get this information from? And I hate videos that just show you and do not explain how they got the information. Because some of the puzzles were just like, how does this work? I'm just like, I don't understand. But when you solve something and you do not use YouTube, do not search this up, when you solve it by yourself, you're just like, oh, or just like, you're just like, that was awesome. And then you're on to the next puzzle, and then it continues to open up bigger and bigger areas as well, for you to get things. And if you lost things, and there's also collectibles, I believe, in the game as well. I think there's a bunch of collectibles in the game. And so it's actually pretty cool, and you can actually keep stuff. There's a shelf you have. You can actually keep stuff and bring stuff, and you can bring stuff to your hub area that you have, where you can go through different. I think it's like a fast travel thing, where you can go through different areas and up the person's memory, and it's super cool. And the ending is, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but the ending is super sad and super like, oh my god, I'm just gonna cry, you know. So the opening plot: the player assumes the role of a restorer, an employee of a futuristic memory retrieval compound called the Ether Institution of Telepathic Medicine. The restorer is tasked with investigating the thoughts of Jean Thompson, a 69-year-old woman diagnosed with dementia, and retrieving her lost memories. The Institute is able to generate 3D simulations of damaged memories, and the restorer must reconstruct them using the remaining pieces of those memories. The project is led by Dr. Phil Edmonds, who guides the restorer through the memories. She claims that the project is on the brink of losing its funding, and that Jean's case will either make or break the future of the institution. And so Dr. Edmonds is the person that, again, guides you through this. And also super funny, kind of like Delilah in Firewatch. Super funny and great navigator. She's not a person, not a voice in your head that gets irritating, which I always like in a game. Gameplay design: Ether 1 is a first-person exploration game with optional puzzle solving. The player is cast as a restorer, individual with the ability to project himself into the mind of someone who has mental illness in the hopes of restoring their memories. The game takes roughly 5 hours to complete. After the game's premise is introduced to the player, the town of Pinwell, the game's central location, is opened up to the player. The player must collect red bows tied to objects. A broken reel projector on the floor indicates a puzzle. Once a puzzle has been solved, the memory it repeats can be played back. Puzzles may involve physical tasks such as completing a shipment of cedar, while others are more mentally laboring in nature. Yes, definitely. The puzzles become more difficult and obtuse throughout the game, simulating the chaos and difficulty of a person who has dementia. The player can also teleport at any point in a hub area, a virtual room where objects picked up in memories can be stored. These objects often has little to no relevance in the game's plot, and also tie into the game's portrayal of dementia. The room allows the player to access the main areas of the patient's past and collect memories from these areas. The player is never sure of what is important and what is not, meaning they are encouraged to take everything with them, which is because they're trying to convey that you kind of have dementia and you're trying to restore memories and fix segments. And it's, I mean, it, Once it gets to like the middle ground and then you start solving puzzles and start hearing more about the story and start seeing these reveals and stuff like that, it's some areas are creepy because all first-person shooters must have that creepy feel. Like if you've played Gone Home, there's this one room where you open it, it's a secret room, and the light's on, and you could walk into it a little and the light flickers off, and just like, and it's filled with like crosses and stuff like that. And I was just like, this is, that was the only scare. It's the only scare in the game, and it's just like, okay, I gotta get out of here. But it's super cool, and again, these puzzles are definitely challenging, but they're super rewarding, especially with story and exploration and themes. And sometimes they can get too challenging, where I had to look up three parts. I had to look up on YouTube like three different parts of different puzzles that I was just like, I'm lost. Development. The game was developed by a 6-person team at White Paper Games based in Manchester. EtherOne was influenced by the studio's desire for rich narrative experiences, which A+. And game designer Pete Bottomley's goal to tell a story that he could invest himself in. Regarding the game's portrayal of dementia, Bottomley stated that the team did not aim to necessarily raise awareness of the disease, but rather open the conversation and put the player in the perspective of someone suffering from it. Many members of the development team had family members that struggled with dementia. EtherOne is the studio's first game and took around 3 years to create. Sound composer Natalie Jordan Obstato composed the soundtrack for the game, which was later offered for sale on Bandcamp. Bottomley found it difficult trying to build a studio as well as a game at the same time. Bottomley and the team had to carefully balance the player's awareness of the character and the rules that bound gameplay, writing that it wouldn't be fair on the player to spend time solving puzzles if one could break at any time. The development team, during promotion for the next game, The Occupation, stated that they learnt a lot from the production of EtherOne. The two games are set in the same universe. A Mac version of the game was planned, but shelved due to performance issues. This is actually my first time hearing about The Occupation. I gotta learn about that. It's a learnt a lot. Learnt. yeah, that's cool. Two games are set in the same universe, so I'd love to re-explore this place. PlayStation 4 Edition and Redux. On August 14th, 2014, White Paper Games announced a PlayStation 4 edition of EtherOne. The company also announced that the PlayStation 4 edition would be rebuilt from scratch and run Unreal Engine 4, which is, oh my god, they actually rebuilt their game just to put it on PlayStation 4. Bottomley ruled out a possible Xbox One port, saying, "There's not really much to say. Sony contracted us first, and we're really excited about getting EtherOne onto the platform. It feels like a good partnership, and the whole PlayStation team had been great to work with. No one from Xbox has contacted us, and none of the team are Xbox players, so it wasn't really a consideration." Oh, that's funny. Critical reception. EtherOne received positive reviews from critics. Aggregating review website Game Rankings gave the PC and PS4 version 82% and 72% respectively, while Metacritic gave the PC and PS4 versions 82 out of 100 and 75 out of 100 respectively. Several reviewers praised the atmosphere and immersion of the game. Sam Prell of Joystick praised the environment, writing that the uninhabited my god, dreamscapes feel almost haunted. And I can definitely, that's why I was talking about, it was kind of like some parts were like, oh, I don't know, something's gonna jump out at me. And praising the constant pervasive aura of tension which I can definitely, that's what I was talking about. He also favorably compared the game to the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz. Kotaku called Ether One very much a 90s adventure game. Richard Cobot of IGN praised the way the game sets up a hauntingly cryptic atmosphere, slowly opening up the town of Pinwell for exploration. Depiction of dementia. Ether One has been praised for its portrayal of dementia. Push Square's Joey Thorman praised the game for educating players about the condition while still being entertaining. Mitchell Thompson, in a piece for The New Yorker, praised the system's encouraging of hoarding and this mechanic effective simulation of the cognitive degradation of dementia, which is you're collecting every. You have these shelves in your room. You have like four shelves in the hub, and they just want you to collect everything. Because you don't know if you need them, and actually some things you actually do need, some things you won't need. You just got to figure that out in yourself. Steven Hansen also praised the simulation, stating that the game takes a sort of reverse Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind approach, which I can definitely agree. But I thought this game was a great portrayal of dementia. I thought this game has great themes, great gameplay, great story, very challenging puzzles at times. But with that, I would give it a I'm gonna say an 8.8 for me, an 8.8 for me. I couldn't give it a 9 because of some of the how challenging some of the puzzles were. I just couldn't figure out how to solve it, and I was getting frustrating at times. That's why I looked it up. But it's a close 9 for me. So an 8.8 is a great rating, and I would love to play this game again, and I'd love to play The Occupation. They're a new game set in the same universe, which is awesome. So if you haven't played this game, I'd highly recommend it. Let me know if you have played it. I'd love to hear if you have and what you think about it, because I think this is a great game. I really enjoy it. So, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 9th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. If you're not interested in the audio and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLapore and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLapore.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. So, play Ether One, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.